I'm so honored to be asked to be on the agenda this evening. I haven't had time to prepare as well as I would have liked to. Michael called last night, and so I've been thinking about things today. Jethro and I met when he was maybe 8, 9, the year that the family moved to the canyon and we were moving out. And that was our meeting. And I'm very grateful to say I've always had a home here in the canyon ever since, from my meeting with the Davis family. Part of my initial picture of Jethro is this technical genius, and the way Jethro has influenced my life through technology was just one part. I told this at Solstice, and I'll cover it briefly again, and that is this little boy under the tree down at the bottom of the driveway with this gigantic yellow megaphone type thing that he could hold up to his ear. Well, I couldn't figure out what it was until he held it up to my ear, and he stood far away, and you could see that it magnified sound. Well, I was amazed, intrigued, terrified, later to find out that this little boy wasn't back going to the driveway and listening over the fence line. Later, technology and Jethro was showed me how basic things about a computer, and the first time I ever printed anything out, it was Jethro showed me how to do that. I'm 20 years older than Jethro. Just keep that in mind. And it was my dog's name is Spot, a piece of paper that, again, I've held on to. But thinking about sound, today is to me is suddenly about sound, about Marilyn singing and our sound, and at Solstice we were calling up to Jethro, and I was thinking about Jethro's very distinct sound and his beautiful mouth and face of his and his growing up and his sound getting deeper and richer and wider. And I never remember Jethro whining. He always had his own pure Jethro sound. My life with Jethro has been these very distinct little pictures too. It's like one day I'm helping him to learn how to trim a horse and sit on a horse, and another time we're in Maine and we're on a boat together, and then years will go by and he's my high school technical director and he's designing a poster for me, and it's got Harriet Miller hanging out of the mouth of a plant. And Jethro can do these things for me. It's like, wow. So I was thinking of Jethro today when I dressed. I'm wearing black for the dark. I've got the coveralls, because he did go through that, and then, of course, this retro kooky tie, which made me think of Jethro. I'm really glad to know that he, in the past 5 years, when I would see less of him, that he was involving himself in theater, because that's part of my work, too. And I hear from some of his newer colleagues that he was on his way to the top, quickly. Devoted, completely into it, sold on it. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We shared music. He had the privilege of hearing musicals in his home when he was young. When I first met him, there were musicals playing in that house. It's like, wow, I like these people. They play musicals too. I grew up on musicals. I like that. So we'd sing that kind of music, and one day I was driving him to school for some reason, and he started singing, putting on this tape of Constantinople by sort of this punky-sounding band. Well, I'd been listening to it from the Four Lads. Right? Oh, we had that in common. It was just like a 40-year difference, but we knew the same song. So we're keeping this up today, right, Michael? And I have passed around, which we will get to. I only had like 70 sheets of paper. It's the song You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel, what I think is a beautiful song. And
before I get to that, I just want to remind you that when we get to the part when we sing it, you got to start low. Okay? Because if you start up here, you're not getting there. No way. And after the repeat, for those of you, after we go through walk through the wind, walk on through the rain, on the second repeat, if somebody wants to take the high parts, the middle part, and the low part, that's cool. Okay? We'll finish with the low part the first time around. These are notes that I'm scratching as I'm driving over and back across the pass twice today. So anyway, I selected this song. If you don't know the show, the first time that it gets sung is the time when Billy has died tragically. And Laurie says to Nettie, you know, what am I going to do, Nettie? And she says, and the main thing is to keep on living and to keep on caring what's going to happen. I just love musicals. Yeah. Then the next time that it's sung is at the graduation of this daughter that Billy hasn't, he's gone to heaven, right? He's up there with the star hanger. And he has come down to see his daughter graduating, and the minister is leading the sermon at the graduation, and he says some words like this. And Diane Stevenette, maybe you'd like to come up here and help me get the song started when we get to that point. But the minister says, no, that's okay. The world belongs to you as much as to the next fella. Don't give it up. And try not to be scared of people not liking you. And I'm trying to do my Maine accent because he had a great Maine accent too. Just try liking them. Just keep your faith and courage and you'll come out all right.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin.